You know, Emily, you had this on your heart. Mm-hmm. You're in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Now, what things did God show you when the siblings actually showed up in the house? I mean, it's one thing to have this grand idea of going halfway around the world and God handing this child to you. But what were some of the things that were kind of great awakenings for you?
Well, definitely learning to be a servant, because a lot of my friends on the weekends would be able, because I was entering into high school by the time Shoei actually came home, and then Stevie and Maria all happened during high school. So I was kind of entering that growing up time where you go and have fun with friends on the weekend and you spend time with your family still, but you're also coming of age to drive and stuff like that. So there's a lot of opportunities to go have fun. And Mom and Dad kind of made a rule that one thing a weekend I could do with friends, and then everything else was family. So there were early Saturday mornings helping out with the girls, and all my friends got to sleep in. But that was part of, we entered this thing as a family, and we're going to finish it as a family. And so that means I wake up Saturday morning and Mom can sleep, or Caleb wakes up, or Will Franklin, or however it works. There were sacrifices that definitely had to be made. There's sacrifices that had to be made that I don't think I really foresaw, in terms of all of our family friends don't have little kids, because we're the odd ones. We're the odd ones that started over all of a sudden. We're shopping for diapers and
we have no friends.
Scholarships for college at the same time. We do have friends, Mom. But
we do.
We're just odd. No. So we all go to dinner, and then everybody's going to see a fun movie, but we've got 2-year-olds. So we can't obviously go see the movie because they have to be in bed and bathed and everything else. So little things like that, I don't think I necessarily saw coming. But at the same time, sometimes we'll sit down at dinner, the original Chapman family, without the little girls will be in bed, and we just kind of look at each other and go, we almost missed it. And it would have been a really, not boring life, it still would have been crazy and interesting, I'm sure, but we are so much more joyful in the midst of our absolute craziness, because we see these little girls that didn't have hope, but kind of, in China, and all of a sudden have been given the opportunity to have a family and education and hear about the Lord. And you can go on and on and on and on about the list and, oh, how you've blessed them. But really, in reality, they've blessed us more. And to sit there and just get to laugh and get to have Christmas again with 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds in the house is so much fun, and kind of keeps us young. And crazy, but young, and just fun.
Well, they're either going to
kill me young or keep me young.
I know.
I'm not even young anymore. I guess they're not going to kill me young. Keeping me young.
Well, you're young now, but then Maria graduates, you're going to be like strolling down in a little wheelchair, being like, way to graduate from college.
Oh, feel the love. I'm loving that.